AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez.
European officials say they're comforted by the outcome of discussions on U.S. peace proposals for Ukraine. They had previously viewed the proposals as tilted in Russia's favor. No details of the weekend talks were discussed, and there were warnings of a long road to peace. Here's Irish Foreign Minister Helen McEntee.
Europe has been very clear any discussion around the EU must include the EU and must obviously be agreed by the EU. But I think the soundings yesterday certainly and the feedback very much is that this is a step in the right direction. Of course, we can't lose sight of the fact that there cannot be any agreement without Ukraine being front and centre. There cannot be any agreement where land is taken or acceded by force. And we have to ensure that the security, not just of Ukraine, but of the EU as a whole, that is protected in any agreement moving forward.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in remarks to an international summit.
We are at a critical moment, and we are working closely with the United States, with European partners, with many, many others to define steps that can end Russia's war against us, against Ukraine, and bring real security.
President Trump's administration is set to ramp up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro today by designating the Cartel de los Soles as a foreign terrorist organization. It's the latest measure in the Trump administration's campaign to combat drug trafficking into the U.S. Trump is also considering whether to take military action against Venezuela, something he has not ruled out, despite bringing up the possibility of talks with Maduro. In Sudan, the country's top general rejected a ceasefire proposal provided by U.S.-led mediators as, quote, the worst yet. The war has gripped the African country for over 30 months. This is AP News. Reggae pioneer Jimmy Cliff has died at the age of 81. The singer and actor preached joy, defiance, and resilience in classics like Many Rivers to Cross and Vietnam. He also starred in the landmark movie The Harder They Come. A college football player is facing charges following a weekend stabbing of two fellow players.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning, hours before the school's game against South Florida. UAB said both wounded players were in stable condition. The university had not released the names of those involved. A suspect is in custody. County jail records show offensive lineman Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged with assault and attempted murder. Interim coach Alex Mortensen said some players chose to sit out the game, but most played to honor graduating seniors. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.